It's Wine Wednesday.
Definitely.
Thank you for having us join you on your drive home as you're wondering what to do. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, one of your Vero Insiders.
And I'm Faye Dominique, your other Vero Insider.
You know, there is no shortage of great things going on in our community. We obviously love coming to you weekly, being able to share the different happenings, some exclusive stuff, some behind the scenes kind of stuff. And of course, we're really excited to have our guest today in the studio, Mr. Rick Baxter of the Press Journal in TC Palm, where he just moved downtown. This beautiful publication is now in the epicenter, in the heart of where our community is, and you're just 100% engulfed in being able to make it bigger, better, and do what you can to help our community, right?
Yeah, we really think the timing is unbelievable, and we're just so excited to be part of the whole future of downtown historic Vero, the Renaissance.
It truly is.
It's great to get in back into where it's going to be groundbreaking. You know, a year from now, 2 years from now, people are going to say, you know, remember this or
yeah. Oh,
and
yes.
We knew this. We're already here.
Yeah, right. You can feel it.
Trendsetters.
Yeah. You can see it.
Oh, it's happening.
Yeah.
And there's no stopping it.
Right.
And we don't
want
to stop it. We want to embrace it.
Want to pour a little gasoline on that.
That's right.
Right.
That's probably why you hired White Glove Moving to help you get that done faster.
Right.
Get you in there so you can just expand.
It was an amazing experience.
We love hearing that. You can tell me that as many times as you would like throughout the duration of this program. I can assure you of that. We are going to talk about some 4th of July things that you can do with your family, things you can drink, eat, make. But before we do that, I do want to just get an idea for our listeners so that they understand that the Press Journal isn't just one publication, that you bring for the community and for the neighboring counties a couple of different publications within the Press Journal umbrella.
Yeah, certainly. Obviously, the what we call the core daily newspaper, the 7-day-a-week Press Journal. And of course, some people like to read that 7 days a week. Some people just maybe on a Sunday or a Wednesday.
Right.
And, you know, whatever frequency people need there for their lifestyle. Of course, we also encourage people load the app on your phone, the TC Palm app, and get the up-to-the-minute stuff.
Of course there's an app for that.
Get all of that. Get the text alerts and everything like that. But then also there are some other print publications that are really valuable. It's the Monday Luminaries publication that is in the Press Journal. And that is just chock full of particularly the photos of all the events, all the volunteers and the philanthropists and all the incredible, wonderful nonprofit activity that goes on in Vero and in Anywhere County.
They do such a nice job in covering all the different charities, and the support that they give is really unparalleled. It's very nice.
Yeah, and Lisa Reimer is the editor of Luminaries. She's an amazing, amazing, passionate, high-energy individual.
Yes.
And just phenomenal, you know.
But the Luminaries doesn't cover just Indian River. I always see their St. Lucie and Martin County. And that's great for us to know what's going on in our neighboring counties, what their partnerships and their nonprofit worlds are like. That's very valuable.
And just see the events
Yes.
going on.
Yeah, it sections it out. So if you're only interested in Vero and Indian River County, you can just look at that. But if you're interested in the whole region, which many people are, particularly in the nonprofit industry, like you say, which
right.
is a big part of our economy here in a market like this,
it sure
so
is.
People can really see what's going on in the whole region
right. it helps
and
in
learn.
City dates and planning and so
right.
forth.
Right, and even party planning and ideas and stuff like that, you can kind of get a sense of that. So the
I
Luminaries
certainly
is great.
Loved opening the Luminaries last week. It was the Learning Alliance Moonshot Moment cover mm-hmm. where they were promoting the pizza party that took place last Friday. We've been covering that on our show.
Definitely so.
As White Glove got to contribute and lend out the book boxes and help with the pickup. And yours truly was front and center, laying sideways with all sorts of
what
books.
What a surprise.
I had so much fun. That was... Tanya is so talented.
Yes.
And she's so great. Just her energy to bring to put... 30 plus people together in a picture like that and make us all have fun. Great team that you've put together.
Yeah, Tanya is also, and I totally agree. She is a phenomenal, multi-talented person also.
Oh, yeah.
I really am blessed with some extremely, Lisa Reimer and Tanya, they are incredibly talented people. Really wonderful folks.
It makes it much easier to do your job when you have great people.
Sure
yeah,
does.
I just have to get out of the way and just appreciate all the things they do.
Well said.
Luminaries, yeah. And then the other publication that's worth mentioning is every Wednesday, the Vero Beach News Weekly comes out. And that is really a hyper-local publication, a weekly publication, that really celebrates all cool local things that go on in Vero. And that's really a special publication. You know, of course, a lot of communities have a daily newspaper.
Right.
But we think Vero deserves more than that. And so every Wednesday, we have this section that's called Vero Beach News Weekly, the hyper-local stories about local businesses, local folks doing things. And we just think that's a wonderful opportunity.
Well,
if you haven't picked up Vero Beach News Weekly, you've
got to... And it's complimentary.
Yeah, right. Pick up a Wednesday paper and look at that Vero Beach News Weekly.
Well, it's just because of the size of the community. People really is amazing how much stuff is going on here consistently all the time. It's hard to keep up. So to have that information at your tip of your fingers is great.
Yeah, and Ian Love is our editor of that publication.
We love you too, Ian.
And he does an awesome job. It's really a matter of selecting... what can run on a given week, because it's
There's
chock
no
full of great stories.
Of stories.
No
yeah.
shortage of stories.
That's a good problem to have, though.
Right. And especially with all things going on in downtown Vero now. So it's just going to get more and more interesting over the next couple of years here.
And I, too, find it to be very, sometimes, especially amongst the fellow young professionals, that is really their only paper that they pick up and read, because they are such a app-oriented
right.
generation, yet the Your News Weekly is free and it's at their fingertips. It's at so many different outlets throughout the community that they really use that as a resource for things for upcoming planning their calendar, and more importantly, being able to see wonderful pictures of themselves from an event
Everybody
that just happened.
Everybody likes to see themselves.
Yeah.
In one form or another.
Right.
We're
and
not
why,
vain.
And why not? Right? Why not? Right?
No, yeah. not at all.
We're just attractive. You see the difference, Faye? Do you understand the difference?
I'll let you go with that one.
So Press Journal itself is a daily publication. People can subscribe by going to the website, tcpalm.com.
Absolutely, yes.
And
yes.
they can choose what kind of frequency they want.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or you could choose just the Luminaries or just the Your News Weekly if you want.
Yeah, and there also are people who are just on digital subscriptions now, and that's fine with us too. You know, whatever your lifestyle is, you know, we're going to produce that
package.
Content. Absolutely. Yeah, or it can be a package or it can be separate. Either way, you
oh,
know. Because now some people are just, they're into just the digital, and that's fine with us too, you know. There are a lot of folks who like both platforms, though, particularly in Vero. Yeah,
I'm one of them.
I like the combination. Definitely, they like the combination. And the app is both for, you know, the Apple and the Android, or it's
yes,
a,
absolutely.
Perfect.
Yeah, yeah, both Android as well as iPhones. Absolutely. Perfect. Yeah. And I know for me, I mean, those are my two main sources of news and information: are the printed newspaper and the phone. And those are my two big platforms. And I think a lot of people are going towards that. Especially more and more, pretty much everyone's got a high-grade smartphone now,
oh,
so
yeah.
there's so much you can get. But people still enjoy that experience in the morning, that calm, peaceful experience of reading a newspaper.
Oh,
and
I
so,
agree.
You know, it's kind of a lifestyle thing. So
no, definitely. It shows the level that you're able to have that time to be able to look at that and read it and absorb it
yeah.
without having just be everything digitally.
Yeah.
I still
yeah.
rip things out of there, cut things out. See things, you know, like when you see a great story about someone that you do business with, or you know someone in the community, you always stick it in a little card.
Absolutely,
this was a great story about you. You don't always know if they saw that, so
sure.
then they get it a couple days later. It's always a nice thing.
Yeah, very cool.
P.S. I read the paper. You know, that's like that subtle
it's good
plug.
To read.
It is. Now, Faye, what is something that we could do as we're? I mean, my goodness, 4th of July is right around the corner, or summer party planning. At
I mean,
any
summer
juncture.
Is so much. Fun. There's so much you can do, even though we all say about the heat, but you know, look at the ladder of so many people are dealing with, you know, inclement
it's
weather
cold.
and just crazy stuff. We have such amazing weather. We really do live in paradise here.
Oh yeah.
And just to reinforce that, I mean, it's simple things to decorate your table outside or even your table inside if you think it's too warm.
Sure.
One of the things I recommend is you grab, you know, a medium-sized vase. It can be a cylinder, even a pitcher. You know, like that. Cut
we all
some
got
of the
picture.
Lovely leaves, the green leaves from outside from one of the palm trees.
Ah.
3 to 5, you know, 3, 5, 7 are usually the numbers you want to work with because always it'll look better on your table. Mm. Do that. Fill the bottom with the berries that you get off the palm trees.
Oh.
It adds the color. Put the leaves in, some water, and then you can, you know, display your table accordingly. And it looks really nice and, you know, really, really tropical.
Semi-tropical, yeah.
Exactly. Represents the
and
area.
And it didn't cost you a penny.
Not
right.
a darn thing.
What? Faye, you are so handy to have around.
I have my moments.
Oh, I like this idea. That's really great.
And it's easy and it's pretty. And, you know, simple things like that, even for, you know, if you want to do just, there's so much in one's garden from the bougainvillea and this, and take a few branches off the branch, just pull off the blooms. And fill in the glasses. You can just put your candles right above that and just add some color. There's a lot that you can do that is right there in your backyard. Just take a few minutes. And then you bring the, you know, the outside in and you have your air conditioning, a beautiful table, and then just do what you like.
Oh, I like this idea a lot. Yeah, and then from an outside perspective, picture everything Faye just said and add 6 citronella candles.
True.
Keep everything at bay. They love my sweet Latin blood. Do you find that they love yours?
I am awful. I can't walk out anywhere without getting eaten alive.
It's because we're too sweet, Faye. We're too sweet and delicious. That's the problem. It's a great problem, I suppose.
But they have some great stuff for that now. And you know that one that clips on your belt for the mosquitoes? It really does work.
Really?
I took some camping. It was very handy.
And they really do a good job.
Is that a vibration thing or something?
I don't know what it is, but I can tell you the mosquitoes didn't come up as much.
Wow.
But I believe it's almost like a shield or something that it creates.
It's like a force field around you. It's brilliant.
Nice.
It's so brilliant. Faye, if we have listeners and they're getting ready to plan a party, perhaps it's a graduation party, perhaps it's a birthday party, it's just some sort of summer soiree, how can they get in touch with you for other great ideas and tips and so forth?
Definitely give a call to our office. The office number is 772-257-7272. The website is www.tefintl.com or www.floralsbyfay.com. One deals with more social, the other one has a little bit more range of everything else. And soon on our website, all the tips and everything you hear here will be updating, and you'll be able to see pictures representing the descriptions that we give on the show.
That's right. We're looking for an all-new makeover for theveroinsider.com. Though it's still live, you can find our archive shows there. You can find live links to all of our sponsors.
Correct.
It's just going to have an updated look with some great photos.
And a lot more visuals for our audience to be able to
interact and engage and understand.
Have a better understanding what we're proposing.
That's so true. It's going to be a good time. Another fun place to get inspired and to maybe do some business, I'm just suggesting, would be the Blue Star. The Blue Star, formerly the Blue Star Bourbon Bar, right? Now it's just the Blue Star. That's right. We have to help spearhead this. It's happening.
The Blue Star.
The Blue Star. And I am telling you, there has not been one person that I've taken there that hasn't loved it. They've loved the meal. They loved the music. They loved the signature cocktails. And when you're there to try and impress someone and show them of something cool and different that Vero has to offer,
that's definitely a place to go. And the food is just bar none, really good. You can't go wrong. Kitty does an amazing job.
I had the tuna ceviche with fresh avocado. It was sensational. Indian River, fresh lemon and lime juice it was outstanding, outstanding. And she also did this great mussel dish that was on the menu, and she brought it back only as a special. So good. I just can't get over that. I'm still thinking about it. But listen, I want to make sure that everyone knows that when you visit theveroinsider.com and you see those sponsor tabs, those are people that make this show possible. They're also local businesses. We're huge at promoting the concept of shopping and supporting local businesses and venues. So pick up a Vero Beach magazine, pick up the Press Journal and enjoy a great breaking news story, or go support Sandridge, play a little round of golf and go out
Definitely.
For a great dinner.
Just support not only our sponsors, but everybody locally here in Vero. We have quality, you know, suppliers of everything you can imagine.
So
and
true.
You can't go wrong. And trust me, I've traveled the world and I see it. We have amazing stuff
community.
Right in our backyard.
We are. That's why we're the Vero Insiders. There's more in store, where to go, what to try, and how to give back. Don't go anywhere on this Wine Wednesday.
Cleaning Service has grown to become the area's premier janitorial service provider. Our service area extends from Melbourne through Fort Lauderdale. Our staff has more than 80 years combined industry experience. They're skilled, technically trained professionals who undergo continuing education so they can provide service that exceeds industry standards. Experience the difference. Call us today, 569-0799.
Beachland Cleaning is a member of the iTex trading community. Your iTex dollars are welcome.
Perkins Medical Supply is on your side and by your side with a true 24-hour oxygen and on-call service. The most comprehensive medical supplies and services, plus rentals of medical equipment. Perkins accepts Medicare, Blue Cross Blue Shield, and many other insurances. Wheelchairs, CPAPs, hospital beds, lift chairs, mobility scooters, plus diabetic, wound care, and ostomy supplies. 4 locations in Sebastian, Vero, and Port St. Lucie.
Don't forget, we have uniforms. Visit PerkinsMedicalSupply.com for the care you deserve.
Treasure Coast Community Health is healthcare for all people. It's actually what we call a patient-centered healthcare home. That's not a building where you stay, it's how they care for you. Treasure Coast Community Health provides preventative and chronic care. So whether you're in need of dental care, women's health care, primary care, geriatrics, or even pharmacy, TCCH, Treasure Coast Community Health, is there to take care of you. And TCCH works on a sliding scale, eliminating financial hardships, and accepts Medicare, Medicaid, and Florida Kid Care, and most other insurances. TCCH's four locations are serving Indian River County. TCCHINC.org. Call 257-8224. Treasure Coast Community Health. Healthcare for all people.
Perkins Medical Supply is on your side and by your side with the true 24-hour oxygen and on-call service. The most comprehensive medical supplies and services, plus rentals of medical equipment. Perkins accepts Medicare, Blue Cross Blue Shield, and many other insurances. Wheelchairs, CPAPs, hospital beds, lift chairs, mobility scooters, plus diabetic, wound care, and ostomy supplies. Four locations in Sebastian, Vero, and Port St. Lucie.
Don't forget, we have uniforms. Visit PerkinsMedicalSupply.com for the care you deserve.
Oh, yeah, that's our jam. Oh, we're in the home stretch, y'all. I bet you're close. You're slowing down so you can get the last bit of delicious information that the Vero Insiders is about to tantalize you with. It's totally understandable.
Of course.
I would do the same thing.
It's not like they're really stuck in traffic here, though.
I know. Isn't that a great thing?
Yeah.
Though sometimes.
It's amazing. Oh, God forbid,
sometimes.
Yes. Sometimes a whole eight cars.
It's overwhelming. Jeez, Faye. Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. I'm here with great people.
Faye Dominich, loving the no traffic.
And embracing it.
Totally.
And we've had a great guest today. He is quite the trooper, Mr. Rick Baxter of the Press Journal and TC Palm, talking about how he's just loving that new location downtown, making us happy. He can walk to lunch.
Yeah.
Perfect.
How cool is that, right?
It's really cool. And that's why we have less traffic. Because the Press Journal just moved everybody downtown and they're all walking.
There you go.
Bam! Thank you for your contribution.
That was our contribution to less traffic.
So generous.
Oh my God. The environment loves you.
Yeah, it sure does. Yeah. Yeah, that carbon footprint just got smaller. You know what we really love doing at Pac Mail and at White Glove is helping people get things home. It's that time of year where you are shifting things around. The kids are out of school. You want to revamp something. Maybe you're considering a move, but you just need that signature piece. And right now at Pac Mail and at White Glove, we have special flat rate 1- and 2-man deliveries because inevitably you're going to want something that's just too big and bulky to fit in your car. And we're happy to help you get it home and even help you put it together, which is incredibly user friendly. We team up with a lot of the local consignment furniture galleries and so forth, as well as various, even big box stores, and they don't necessarily put the stuff together for you. Has anyone here ever heard of IKEA?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we just put together a bunch of bookcases for a client that got all of them, and she's like, I got this all by myself. And then she called, she's like, I need some help. And we were happy to do it affordably and quickly. And that's what it's all about when you call upon the services of both Pac Mail Beachside, your shipping experts, and one man.
And you don't
delivery.
Have any screws left over, which is always nice.
Bonus, right?
I'm telling you.
That's always one of those pesky details.
Just tape it in the back so when something does fall out, you never know.
Right? It's a secret safe. But speaking of Pac Mail, we are hosting the Chamber After Hours tomorrow. We're unveiling some of our brand new tenants, which is really exciting. Palm Coast Development, Custom Home Builders, Decors by Jacqueline, beautiful interior designer, as well as Napier and Rollin, local family law attorneys. And they're so excited to be a part of this building and the tradition. It's a great location. So if you have time, if you are interested in possibly joining the chamber, you want to find out more about these particular businesses, we encourage you to come. It's going to be from 5 to 7 tomorrow. 505 Beachland Boulevard, and overflow parking is going to be handled by simply pulling into the Marine Bank parking lot.
Right,
how
right
easy
there.
Is that?
Very simple.
A little fun stroll. We're going to play some games. We're going to have a little Caribbean feel, right? A little
nice.
Like summer party.
Nice.
So hopefully you'll be able to come join us. The more, the merrier, I'm sure of it. And I'll be sporting my new foxy nails.
Of course.
Making it look so good. A little bit of glitter goes a long way. If you learn nothing else from the show today, a little bit of glitter goes a long way.
That's my takeaway.
Thank you, Rick. I thought so. You know, someone had to just point out the obvious.
When they see you next time and they see you shimmer, you just say a little bit of glitter goes a long
way. Everyone will understand.
Sparkling personality, exactly. Bringing it to the outside. That's what it's all about. I tell you, the last time I was there, I saw more men getting pedicures than I'd ever seen thus far.
Yeah, I haven't gotten there yet. But it's definitely like the next step, right?
You have to.
Right.
You're going to be kicking it in the sandals.
Why not?
Telling you.
People appreciate it. Let's just say that, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
It's well said. Well said. Of course, Sand Ridge Public Golf Course. This is a great time of year. They've got an app also where you can set up your tee time. You can reserve your spots. Sand Ridge, great course if you're interested. Yeah, it is pretty cool.
It makes it convenient. Everybody's on the apps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very user-friendly. And of course, Vero Beach Magazine. You know, whenever we move someone, we give them a bag, wonderful little gift, and always in it is a Vero Beach magazine. And I get such great positive feedback about how informative it is with their calendar of events, the great stories, the coverage of events that did happen, and all of the good things that came as a result of it.
Then the layout of the magazine, the quality of the magazine is really unparalleled in the area.
It's really great. And you can subscribe to it and they'll send it to you anywhere you are. I know a lot of people are leaving once Father's Day comes. Those that are more seasonal and they have houses elsewhere, they say, well, I'm going. I'll see you back in October. Plan for the Press Journal party.
Right on.
but they can, in fact, get their Vero Beach magazine sent to them anywhere that they are. And that just makes that subscription and your connection to Vero that much sweeter. You know, if you're not on TC Palm checking things out for breaking news. That's just what it is. So we're talking summer. We're having a lot of fun. Faye had some great tips on how to make a great centerpiece. What about for decorating the napkins and stuff on a table when you're doing like a full presentation?
Well, if you're going to do a full sit down or just you want a nice presentation for your table, colorful is definitely in for the summer.
She's so Latin.
Well, in the sense of...
we can't fight it. We can't.
But not... Well, let me get... Let me be politically correct and say colorful fun, not colorful Mexican fiesta hat. There's a big difference.
Well said. Clearly. Saying. We got visuals now and we know the difference.
Yeah, please. Let's keep it tasteful and make sense. But get some, you know, mix in a white with a green napkin or a red napkin, et cetera, and you do them in like little sections on your table. Let's say if you're doing a buffet, you do, let's say, white napkins set up with raffia and green. And then you do your plates, and then you do your red napkins with, let's say, a little green tie or something like that.
Oh.
And then you do your glasses. So it's a nice transition on the table. Adds color. It's a pretty presentation. People know where to get their things.
Yeah.
So it makes it really simple. And, I mean, again, it's stuff that you may already have in your home. If not, they're very cost effective. I mean, a whole raffia roll is maybe $1.99.
Right.
So it makes it simple.
And they do come in assorted colors.
And they do. And it's really, and it's a very simple touch, but you took the extra time and it does make a nicer presentation.
Does stand out, you know.
Definitely stands out.
100%.
I'm not one for plastic plates. I'm sorry. I know people, I just, you know what? That's why we have dishwashers. If not, if you have a friend that drank too much, it's a great way to sober them up, have them wash the dishes.
There you go. Or that's why you had children.
Exactly.
You know? I was the dishwasher growing up. I don't know about anybody else in this room, but it was me, and I am very good at it. Did I make a match here, by the way? We have a big party in October. We happen to have a party planner putting out the obvious,
making
that happen on live air.
You know where to find
holding
me.
Holding someone accountable. It's good stuff that.
It's definitely good stuff.
Let's see, theveroinsider.com. We're about ready to have a website makeover, but it's live. You can check out our show there.
Currently it's live, and then in the next month or so, we hope.
Mm-hmm.
If not sooner, we'll have the new revised site that we've been designing that I think is much, it's going to be more user-friendly, but in more, it's going to be more visually friendly. It's going to make everything that we speak about on the show visually able for you guys to better understand it, see it, feel it, in the sense of being able to do it at home. So it'd be a lot of fun.
Click of the mouse.
Exactly.
All the archive shows there. So if there was a particular shout out you wanted to share with someone, you can always visit VeroInsider.com and play back anything there. So please support our sponsors, some great sponsors, Sand Ridge, Fox Nails, White Glove Moving, Pac Mail Beachside, and Vero Beach Magazine. Of course, Florals by Faye. And Blue Star, where there is a great music lineup. Alabama Cousins tonight at 8 o'clock. The Jacks and Dave the Wave this weekend. Rick, thanks so much for joining us. The Press Journal.
Thank you so much. It was great to have you.
Thank you.
And congratulations on the new place.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Cheers.